Explain a historical event that took place during your lifetime.
One of the first historical things that I remember was the Iran hostage crisis, which was in the late 70s. And there was an overthrow. There was the head of Iran was a guy named the Shah of Iran, who had been in power for years. And he had oil, as was always the case, oil seemed to be at the heart of the matter. He had a good relationship with this country, and the people in his own country sort of got sick of it, to put it simply, and they overthrew him, and we let him come to this country and be treated for cancer. Jimmy Carter did it, let him come here, and that infuriated the Iranians. And they had overthrown the government, and they had put a guy in power named Khomeini, the Ayatollah Khomeini. And they stormed the embassy, some bunch of students, I think, as I recall, and they took a bunch of American hostages. They let a few people go, but I think they ended up with about 50-some hostages that they kept for over a year and a half, probably close to a year and a half before they were released.
When was this event, and during what part of your lifetime did it take place?
Well, I was in high school, and it would have been in the late 70s, I think. Well, it was right before the election, so it came up in 70 when Reagan beat Carter. They took him hostage, I suppose, in the early part of 70, or I'm sorry, the late part of 79, and then they were released in the early part of 81. They were released 2 days after the 2 days after the election, when, I mean, 2 days after Ronald Reagan was sworn in, they were released.
What else was going on in America during the time of this event?
Well, there was an election campaign going on. I think Jimmy Carter, although he was probably certainly the worst president in my lifetime, we went from probably the worst president to probably the best president essentially overnight. We went from Carter to Reagan, and Carter spent all of his time obsessing over trying to get these hostages out. He wasn't focused on the campaign. He was focused on getting them out of Iran, and he didn't. At one point there was a rescue mission to try to get them out, and that was just a colossal failure. I mean, they flew right into one of those desert sandstorms, and you know, the helicopters. I mean, a bunch of military people died, and it was just a failure. And then after that, he just couldn't get it back together. And then again, Reagan got him out. You know, I think the reality was Carter tried to, you know, he tried to use diplomacy and negotiate with him, and that just didn't work. And then Reagan came in, and you know, his whole philosophy was one of military strength. You know, he almost begged the Russians to start a war that they couldn't end. And that's how he ended up essentially getting credit. I don't know that he did it, but he got credit for ending the Cold War with the Russians, and because they could not keep up with us at the time. And I think that was probably around 80, 81, January of 81, 2 days after he was sworn in, it all came to an end when they were released.
You said you were in high school when this event took place. Did you talk about it a lot in school? Was it?
We did, and that's probably why I remember it. And you know, back then, I'm dating myself, but back then, you didn't have 200 cable television channels. You know, you had the local news, and every night, you know, we'd get home from practice, and the national news was on, and they were counting on the news every night. I remember them saying, you know, 350 days in captivity, or 351 days in captivity, and it just kept going on and on. And every night, the news was, that's all the news was about the hostages. And maybe nothing even happened that day, but that was the focus, and I think that was just people didn't know. I mean, people didn't realize at the time what went on around the world, and I think that was sort of their first exposure to it. You know, even during Vietnam, I mean, I was so young, I don't remember that. I remember the people coming home and the protests, but I don't remember any specifics about it. And then this was something I remember because we'd go to class and we'd talk about it every day in our government class in high school, and it was interesting to me.
Thank you.